The items on today's program are so important for you to know in this community, especially if you have any interest in expanding your knowledge and taking some courses at MTSU. Chris Bacon, the assistant professor in the School of Journalism and Strategic Media, is with us in the first segment, and we're going to be talking about a new concentration and minor within MTSU's College of Media and Entertainment. Now, tell us a little about that. First of all, good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's one of these things that we have been pushing for and working with for the last year or so. And in a nutshell, it's a new program for students who want to go and pursue careers in the field of sports media, specializing in the content area, broadcasting, play-by-play, reporting, public relations, advertising, and it gives students an opportunity to really focus on those areas and pursue a career in it.
Now, obviously, there must be a lot of opportunities, a lot of openings.
Oh, yeah. Think about where we were 15, 20 years ago in the world of media. And fast forward to now, you've got a lot of outlets and opportunities from the web, social media, from teams and leagues. They have their own ways and their own communication staffs to get that content, get that information out there. And our goal is to be able to give students that opportunity to learn that while they are here so they are employable and marketable when they get when they leave here.
One of the regular topics on this station, at least, especially on some of our morning talk shows, is investment in your education. Is it a wise investment? And sometimes we walk away scratching our head when the kids have a debt of $200,000 or $300,000.
Oh, yeah.
And they're making $50,000.
Oh, yeah.
How does that relate to this category?
There's two ways I can answer that. Number one, you just look at where sports is in society. I always tell my students, 8 of the top 10 most watched programs in 2018 were sports. It's out there. The number of millions and billions of dollars that's invested in the sports area, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to create that content. Somebody's got to put that information out there. And why not let it be our students who are learning that and going out into the workforce? But the other thing is, it's not going to be handed to them. Just because they go through and have courses, that doesn't mean they're automatically going to be able to get a job. They have to put the work in. And that's what our goal is, to give them opportunities while they are here, not just in courses, but to give them experience with student media, professional contacts, internships. That's what's really going to get them that job. And it's up to us to provide them the opportunities, but the student also has to put in the work because it's going to be a competitive field.
Now, I didn't have to go too far back to the time when if somebody wanted to get into the media, they had to have an interest in the media. Maybe they didn't want to go specifically towards sports. They wanted to have a sort of a background where they could go in any route, whether it's news reporting or whatever it might be. So now we're focusing on certain areas. Is that right?
Yeah.
There's sports.
Well,
right here.
We get it. And here, that's the great thing about the program. It offers flexibility. They do get a journalism degree. So they are learning the basics of reporting. They're learning how to write properly, in all areas of journalism. But this allows them to really specialize in sports. There's a lot of programs that you'll have a general journalism degree, but they don't ever get a chance to really specialize in their area, in their field. This gives them the journalism education, but then they get the specialization to where they can target in on their area of interest. But if they do decide to move, when they move along and they do want to do something else, they've got that backbone, that journalism backbone, that communications backbone that'll take them to wherever they want to go.
Now, if a person wants to add some business knowledge in the, in the mix there.
Oh, yeah.
So they can perhaps go into media management where usually there's more money.
Oh, yeah, and that's what we encourage, because if you think about the sports outlets that are out there right now, especially on the web, that was all self-starting. They started small, and they started building, and then you see the bigger corporations, the bigger companies that may gobble them up or bring them under their umbrella. Some of the most successful sports ventures are entrepreneurial, so they had to learn how to create a business plan, how to market themselves, how to advertise, how to basically take their idea and their passion and make it marketable in the workforce. And so that's, you know, we encourage that absolutely.
Now, do they do a lot of internships, I mean, to get on-the-job experience?
Yeah, and we do have internships that we work with them and all of our students and all of our concentrations. But, you know, with us having this concentration, it puts us up there to where, yeah, we're serious about sports. There's a lot of the programs that sports was always considered the toy department. It was just play. But it's not a toy department anymore. So because we put that commitment towards the education, you see a lot of organizations and businesses and teams that say, hey, MTSU is serious about this. I want to have our students, maybe we'll start looking at our interns and focusing on MTSU. And that's what we want to do, is provide those opportunities. And that's on us as faculty and staff. We have to help pave the way and create those opportunities. That way students can take advantage of them.
Now, you obviously have a lot of sports outlets at MTSU, football, baseball, basketball, the whole gamut there. Are you enabling these students to actually try some of their skills, do pretend coverage, I guess you
yeah.
could say.
And that's the good thing about it. We've created also within our own school the teaching hospital model, to where it's not just going to class and taking notes. Their homework is writing. Their homework is covering stories. And their homework is going out to the MTSU Duke game and covering it, taking photos, writing about it, shooting video. I've got students already who are working with the athletics department, working in their communication staff, and that was before the program was even there. So we've got students who are already taking advantage of this, and so, you know, you work with that and give them, you'll be able to create more opportunities for them down the road, and it's great seeing all of this come together, the education but the experience all put together.
One thing that a lot of universities did not have a decade or so ago, but I think MTSU has pretty much been really on target with this, is actually the equipment that is used in the industry. A lot of universities are a generation or so behind what's actually happening out there. You're on top of it.
We're on top of it, and the great thing is I'm blessed that we always have needs within our programs, but we were blessed to have leaders within our school, in our college, that go out and seek out those opportunities and seek out that equipment. Our students have access to the up-to-date equipment that they're going to need when they get out there, because if they don't have the equipment and the knowledge to succeed, they're not going to be ready for the real world. Even with software programs, cameras, equipment, they've got that accessibility. And so students can use that whenever they need for their classes and to add to their skills.
Now, some universities have a real name, a reputation, where if a major media outlet learns that this person is a graduate of such and such facility, they think, man, they're on top of it. How does MTSU stand there?
I think we've been there, but we can always be better. And it's all about giving ourselves a name and creating that culture of, yes, our students are ready, they're prepared, they're serious. And that comes with also reaching out to our alums, too. I know that's what we've been doing as a faculty and staff. We're reaching out to our alums, trying to get them invested back into the program again, because they're going to see on the outside, oh, hey, I would have had that when I was there. Take it, and they can, and of course, they hear from us all the time. But when they hear from an alum who's out there working and doing it, it really sinks in, and they'll be like, okay, maybe I should take advantage of this. And having that access to our alums and working with our alums is going to help us as in future years as well.
If you just tuned in, they're talking right now about the new sports media concentration that was launched this fall at MTSU in the School of Journalism. What type of person fits that category? Have they loved sports all of their life? Have they loved broadcasting all of their life? Or is there that kind of... I know there's a person who loves sports all their life.
Yeah, and I think it's a mix of anything, because you may have people who love numbers. I had a couple of students earlier this semester. They love numbers. They love crunching the numbers. If you think data analytics is huge within sports now, think about the number of stats that you see on a game broadcast. They didn't realize that there's actually careers in this, and media outlets really value the data part of it. So they can focus on that. The business side of it, marketing, advertising, promotions. Somebody, you go to a Titans game or you go to an MTSU game, you see the promotions that are going on. Somebody's got to write that. Somebody's got to put that together. Somebody's got to create those partnerships. And it may, the students may not have realized when they walked in here that, yeah, I can do that for a career. They think sports media, it's all broadcasting and play-by-play or sports reporting. There's so much more. And that's all what we're trying to do is open their eyes up to it and see what's out there. And then that way they can pursue what they want to do.
Now, what is today's student looking for in a job opportunity? Are they looking for a long-term position? Are they looking for a stepping stone to something higher? What are they looking for?
You know, it's interesting that you say that. I think their students are, it's a mixed bag. You've got some students who want to stay a little bit closer to home, and that's good. You know, I never try to, I remember when I was going through school, it was, well, you don't need to get married to an area because you got to go this place and then take 2 years and go here and go here and go here. Students may not want to do that anymore. So there's the great thing is there's opportunities in all these different areas. So for students who the job is most important, yeah, they can go and they can travel. But for those who really want to stay home, they'll be able to get skills to be able to find careers and opportunities closer to home because there's so many more jobs out there.
Now, if a person is listening right now who either themselves or their child or a friend of theirs has an interest in sports and they want to find out more about what's available at Middle Tennessee State University in this new sports media concentration, what should they do? Should they come take a tour of the university? Should they get a brochure? What do they need to do?
I always tell students this. The best thing that they can do, and parents as well, is to you see what you see on paper and on the web, but go there. Take a minute and go there. And higher education is an investment in the future. So you want to make sure that you go there, physically put yourself in the building, talk to the professors, talk to the students, tour the facilities. In the end, they're going to know that, yeah, this is going to be the place for me. And it's important, I think, for students and families together to take the time and do that because it's 4 years. It's a 4-year investment. You want to make sure that investment's going to be worth it.
Obviously, you're proud of what you have, or you wouldn't say go there.
Yeah.
You're opening the door.
That's what I'm hoping. I want to see these families because I want to have a chance to talk with them because they may have concerns, which they should. I want to be able to put people, not really at ease, but to show what we have to offer. That way, you know, they can be excited about coming. I want them when they walk out that door, they say, I can't wait to finish up because I want to come to MTSU in the fall or in the spring. I can't wait to get here. That's the goal.
Chris, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can always email me, chris.bacon@mtsu.edu, or they can find us on the web with the School of Journalism and Strategic Media. And I don't mind. I'll put my cell phone number. I don't care. My cell phone number is area code 815-823-4138. That goes right to my pocket. Families, parents, students can always reach out to me. I'm more than willing to talk about the program.
On this first segment of our broadcast, Chris Bacon, assistant professor in the School of Journalism and Strategic Media, telling about a new sports media concentration that was launched this fall. Sounds exciting. Another big one for MTSU. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Stay with us. The conversation about Blue Raiders continues. Right now, we're going to check the traffic and weather. Stay with us.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues. WTNS, AM, FM, online.
Sure, we'd thought about downsizing and moving. What we really wanted was a new family room. So we called Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. He made that dream come true. Later, we decided to renovate the kitchen and then the bathroom. Both times, it was Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. why don't you call Ron Hall at Farrow Construction Company? 615-893-6120. Farrow Construction Company.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. Now our salmon comes in fresh, and we cut it on premises, so that salmon is out of this world, and it's healthy for you as well. And the other one of my favorites that we've added on is the Delmonico steak. It's a 10-ounce portion, so it's not too big, not too small. Just the flavor of it and the tenderness of it is incredible. This is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting your family to come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Well, good morning. It looks like there's been a fender bender here on Northwest Broad Street just before Thompson Lane. Again, that's coming in from Smyrna there on Northwest Broad just before you get to Thompson Lane. Still quite a bit of traffic volume out here on 24 westbound as we look at it live here through the Hickory Hollow area as you head towards Nashville. Hey, it's better to know them than not know them. Free at last bell bonds. If you ever need them, that number's 242-FREE. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Let's take a look now at that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see mostly sunny skies here for this afternoon with a high into the upper 90s. Winds out of the north between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS.
Currently, it's 68.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelley Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We've made banking easy for you with our great customer experience, and you will also have 24/7 access with our online and mobile banking. So whether you want the in-person experience or banking on the go, come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
All that's news, your afternoon local news, traffic and weather update with Matt Lane. Weekday afternoons, 4:40 until all sports talk on News Radio WGNS.
Welcome back. We're focusing on Middle Tennessee State University today. Right now, Kelly Hill is with us. Kelly is the Power of One Prevention Grant Coordinator in the June Anderson Center for Women and Non-Traditional Students at MTSU. And we're wanting to raise the awareness and also combat gender-based violence. In other words, be careful on campus and some ways to do that. Good to have you with us today.
Hello, thank you.
It's getting the whole world. It's a scary place to maneuver sometimes. There's so many new ways for people to come at you, I guess, from internet to just stalking to everything. Tell us how you make women and non-traditional students aware of this and reduce that, at least on the MTSU campus.
Yes, so the Power of One Prevention Program at MTSU is dedicated to preventing gender-based violence on campus and addressing gender-based violence on campus. We educate students on issues related to stalking, domestic violence, sexual assault, and dating violence, and we also provide victim-centered resources to students who are survivors of those situations.
Now, somebody over there, I don't know whether it's the MTSU police, somebody's offering these RAD courses. What does RAD stand for?
Yes, I believe that the law enforcement department does offer the RAD courses, but that is not one of the programs that our program offers on campus.
Okay, but it's helping women learn to protect themselves against people who could come up and attack them there. Which
yes.
has happened on the campus. And the Power of One is working to accomplish the same thing, I guess.
Yes, similar. Yes, our program seeks to our program is working with a broad coalition of campus partners, including law enforcement, our Engaging Men team, the June Anderson Center for Women and Non-Traditional Students, as well as counseling services, and other resources on campus in order to make sure that students have the opportunity to get the resources they need if they do encounter an unsafe situation or if they're in an unhealthy relationship.
There's a program called Stalking and You, and that's going to be coming up a special program on that, Stalking and You, on September the 18th. Tell us a little about that, how it can help, and how MTSU and the Power of One are working on Stalking and You.
Yes, thank you. So the Stalking and You program is a new program that we've developed that's funded in part by the MT Engage grant for funding. And we're going to be showing some clips of the Netflix series You and talking about what does stalking look like in real life and what does it look like as it's presented in the media, particularly in this Netflix series, and what can students do if they find themselves or a friend that they know in that situation, and where can they get resources on campus.
Now, you say this is something that was put together basically by Netflix. So that's an interesting combination there. Netflix is getting involved in movies and now in programs to make your life better.
Yes. Well, so Netflix didn't necessarily come up with the program to educate about gender-based violence prevention. However, the youth Netflix original series is very popular amongst students today, and it basically goes into the story of a woman who is being stalked by a man who works at a bookstore, and they kind of go into this storyline. And since this story, the show is so popular amongst our students today, we thought, well, why not incorporate this into our programming to make our programs more relevant to our students?
Okay, now that's mostly for women, is that right?
No, this program is for everyone.
For everybody, okay.
Although our center is called the June Anderson Center for Women and Non-Traditional Students, we provide programs for everyone. And we do hope to engage men in these types of programming.
Okay. Now, is there a charge to go to this? And is it open to the public, too?
Yes, absolutely. It's open to the public, and it's actually absolutely free. And we're providing dinner for the first 150 students who show up to this event.
It's September the 18th. If I'm wrong, today is the 16th, so we're talking about 2 days away.
Yes, we are.
What time will it be? Where will it be? How do people who are not students get to be a part of that? Because somebody listening, this might be the thing that could help make them safer.
Absolutely. So the program starts at 5 o'clock, and it will be hosted at the The program starts at 5 o'clock, and it will last 2.5 hours until 7:30. The program will be located on campus at the Tom Jackson Building. And we look forward to welcoming anyone who would like to join us at this event.
Okay, so they just show up?
Yes.
Okay. And it's free?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't want somebody to have a surprise when they show up. And
no.
Give me $10. Free and just show up. Now, there is, that's on the 18th, September the 18th, 2 days away, 5
yes.
o'clock in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
On the 24th of September, you have something that's called The Mask You Live In, a conversation on manhood. I'm guessing this one's for men? Or
Yes. This one, again, is open to everyone, but we're really hoping to engage the men on our campus to be able to come out and come out to this conversation. We're actually co-sponsored by the Interfraternity Council, as well as the Collegiate 100 Black Men on MTSU's campus, and as well as several other departmental and organizational partners, including one of the veterans organizations, and
mm-hmm.
we're very excited about engaging men on this campus.
Okay, but it, too, is open to everybody.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
And that's the 24th of September. What time is that one, and where is it?
Yes, so that program is also in the same time, same location, 5 o'clock to 7:30 at the Tom Jackson Building.
Okay, same routine, it's free, show up,
Absolutely. Free dinner as well.
Where is the Tom Jackson building? That's a hard question, isn't it?
That is a hard question for me to answer. My apologies.
Call over there before you go.
Yes.
Now, the final program that's coming up is October the 2nd, Surviving Gender-Based Violence in an Era of R. Kelly Weinstein. What is that? I have no clue. Who is R. Kelly Weinstein?
Well, these are celebrities in the media today who have been convicted of some really egregious violations of sexual abuse. And we want to, because the students are living in this day and age where the media has is so pervasive, and you know, as you mentioned, gender-based violence is something that students are becoming more aware of. So again, these are current issues playing out on the media, news, and we wanted to have the students have an opportunity to come together, raise their concerns, have a guided conversation about what are these issues going on and how are they impacting their everyday lives today as students, and what if the students are going through a situation similar to this but not on the obviously nationally known level, what can they do on this campus?
Now, do people who have issues like this, do they speak out and share their thoughts and concerns easily, or do they sort of hold them in and makes it worse?
Yeah, so this, in our society, speaking out about sexual violence and any sort of unhealthy relationships such as dating violence or domestic violence is often stigmatized. A lot of times the people who are committing these abuses have more power than the person who is being victimized, and therefore there can be kind of consequences for victims who speak out about their experiences. And so through a program such as this, we want to show our students that it's okay to speak out. And whether they want to do so in a public forum or privately, come seek resources, we're here to support them. And we want to just make students more aware of the survivor resources that we have on campus.
Now, is this particular one on October the 2nd, is it free and open to the public also?
Absolutely. This one is also free and open to the public starting at 5 p.m. We're going to be hosting this one at the McWhirter Learning Resource Center, and we will also be providing food for the first 150 students who attend this event.
Okay. So for more information, how do people... where do they find it?
Yes. So if you would like more information about any of our events or resources on campus that are provided for survivors, or if you just have questions about what you can do to help a friend who is in a potentially unhealthy or unsafe relationship, please go to our website at www.mtsu.edu/powerofone. And we provide all of our resources there. And again, feel free to contact our office and give us a call. We're here to support you.
Kelly, thank you for sharing that with us today. Our guest on this segment, Kelly Hill, the Power of One Prevention Grant Coordinator in the June Anderson Center for Women and Non-Traditional Students. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Our focus on Middle Tennessee State University continues in just a moment. Stay with us.
Overnight, Good Neighbor Talk turns to UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City. I'd like to invite your family to come do business with our family. And here at Animal City, we have a full range of pond supplies and pond experts to make sure that your dream becomes a reality. For those of you looking to stay cool inside and still be entertained, we have all of the supplies necessary to keep a beautiful and tranquil aquarium. This is Amanda from Animal City. Come see us and our pets at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, Murfreesboro.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Hi, I'm Will Brown, great-grandson of Roscoe Brown. One of the service projects I was lucky enough to do was serving at the Journey Home in Murfreesboro. Being able to serve food to people who didn't have much of anything was a big impact on my life, almost as much as it was on theirs.
This unbreakable community bond is the foundation of the Roscoe Brown Company, with plumbing, heating and air, indoor air quality, and more.
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
I think I can do it better.
We'll see mostly sunny skies here for this afternoon with a high into the upper 90s. Winds out of the north between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS.
Currently, it's 68.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Help save lives from heart disease and stroke. Join the American Heart Association at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic on Saturday, September 21st at 8 a.m. for the Rutherford Heart Walk. RutherfordHeartWalk.org to register today. The Heart Walk is sponsored by Vanderbilt Heart.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Action Line with Bart Walker. Weekdays at 8:10. Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
Welcome back. We are focusing on Middle Tennessee State University. And in this segment, we're going to be talking about the American Democracy Project. I'm sure all of you know this, but if you don't, we'll pass it on to you. Tomorrow marks the beginning of Constitution Day. A whole week, as a matter of fact. Constitution Week starts tomorrow, but tomorrow is Constitution Day. Jimmy Hart from Middle Tennessee State University is with us right now. Jimmy, that's a big deal. People, this is our Constitution.
It is. It is. It's a very, very big deal, and thanks for having me on. You know, this is something MTSU does every year, Constitution Week, and it's a community celebration of our founding document. And so we will have a number of events going on tomorrow in celebration of that. We do a traditional reading of the Constitution on campus, on locations throughout campus, throughout the day. The public is invited to participate in those. And basically, you just walk up to the microphone. The Constitution's laid out there, and you'll read a portion of the Constitution. And it happens throughout the day. Again, we invite the public to be involved. We certainly want our students involved, and it's we normally have a tremendous turnout for that. There's hundreds of students, faculty, and staff who participate in that each year.
This is the 232nd anniversary of the signing of the Constitution, and tomorrow is the big day that we celebrate that Constitution Day. Tell us about some of the other things that are tied to that. Suffragettes, for example. And Tennessee had a strong hand in that movement.
Yes, indeed. And tomorrow's public forum, we have a great panel of women who will be talking about the suffrage movement and the importance of it even today, and Tennessee's specific role in that. We will have a panel discussion featuring moderator and New York Times opinion writer Margaret Rinkle, and she will be on stage with State Representative London Lamar from Memphis. She's the youngest elected official in the Tennessee General Assembly. She was elected this past cycle and is very much an advocate of voting, voter registration, and women's rights. And finishing out that panel will be historian Marjorie Sproul, and she'll be discussing specifically Tennessee's role in giving women the right to vote. A lot of folks may not know this. I didn't even know it myself, is that Tennessee narrowly ratify the 19th Amendment in 1920, making Tennessee the 36th of 48 states to give women the right to vote. And that earned Tennessee the nickname of the Perfect 36. And so that delivered the necessary three-fourths majority that was needed to amend the U.S. Constitution to give women's women the right to vote.
Now, the program itself, suffragettes and citizenship, what time is it and where is it? Or
that
suffragists?
Not suffragettes. It will start at 2:30 tomorrow in Tucker Theater. There will be some available public parking in the parking lot next to the baseball field. But if that gets to capacity, you can go online and get a temporary parking pass for about $2 online. So we certainly encourage the public to come out to that. Tucker Theater holds around 900 people, so we've got the capacity for the public to enjoy this panel, and we're really looking forward to this presentation.
Now, how long would they plan on being there? So they're, you know, working this into their day's schedule.
Yes. So I would say, you know, you would be getting there around 2 o'clock. The panel actually runs from 2:30 to 4. You know, obviously, depending on people's schedule, you may not be able to stay for the entire thing. I would certainly say plan on being there at least an hour. There will be a Q&A portion at the end. Leading us up to 4 o'clock, so probably from 2 to around 4:30, if you have that time. But whatever portion you'd be able to come and take part in, we'd appreciate your attendance.
Now, this will be in the Tucker Theater, it's free, or is it?
It is free. It is free and open to the public. All of our events are going on for Constitution Week. They're free events. One of the things that we do for Constitution Week is we have a voter registration drive. That's a big initiative of the American Democracy Project. And so throughout the day, and actually outside of Tucker all day long, there will be a voter registration table for students who haven't registered. They can register to vote, and there will be other such tables around campus throughout that day.
Now, will the movement that's going on right now featuring your driver's license, which is going to soon be your all-in-one communication card, I guess.
Yep.
It'll take the place of visas and voter registration cards and everything. How is that going to improve things like getting involved in the country, voting, things of that sort?
Well, you know, there's obviously a lot of discussion, you know, about, you know, these sorts of, you know, ID movements. And, you know, there's always the ongoing concern about, you know, security surrounding these things. And, you know, I'm curious to see where it goes. You know, there's always unintended consequences when you try to change these sorts of processes that have been going on for years. I think the general consensus is that, you know, voting is a fundamental right in our country. And if there are ways to make it easier for people to participate in voting, that's what we should move to. On the flip side of that, of course, you have the concerns about, you know, voter fraud and those sorts of things. So, you know, I'm sure all of those issues will be discussed and debated, and hopefully, you know, a resolution is found that, again, improves voting participation. You know, Tennessee is one of the worst states in the nation as far as voter participation. I think we rank 49th or 50th in that. And so that's why the American Democracy Project puts on things like Constitution Week. We had our True Blue Voter Initiative this past year, again, going to our customs orientation sessions and trying to explain to incoming students that voting is extremely important. You know, casting your vote, it impacts you, whether you're a college student or whether you're, you know, ready to retire. It impacts everyone.
The coming year, I hope everybody is aware of this, the coming year, 2020, is a major election year. In fact, March 3rd of next year is Super Tuesday, and that brings around the presidential preference, along with state and county primaries. I mean, we need to be involved, and that's why the voter registration table is there at MTSU coming up tomorrow for this Constitution Day event. What do people need to bring with them if they want to sign up and register to vote?
Yeah, voter registration, typically is some form of ID, some form of government issued ID, proof of address. I've registered. I know when I moved to Rutherford County over 10 years ago, voter registration is actually very simple, and there's really not a legitimate excuse for folks to not register to vote. It's a simple process, and once you do it, you have your voter registration card, and each time you go to cast your vote, they can pull up your information. As long as you haven't been sort of purged out of the system for not voting, I vote every single time there's an opportunity. I know not everyone does that, but at least every couple of years you should take advantage of your right to vote so that you're not purged or there's no question as to whether or not you're eligible to vote. Again, we're encouraging students to come out tomorrow. If they're not registered, to stop at the registration table and get registered to vote. It's a civic duty that we all have as Americans.
Now, that's all a part of that get-together tomorrow dealing with Constitution Day at Tucker Theater. Begins at 2:30. And you said you encourage students. Can the general public who's there, can they register to vote as well?
Yes. I mean, these are the American Democracy Project. These are state of Tennessee. These are official voter registration tables, so anyone can take advantage of that. And the folks who will be there to register people, they are trained, and your registration will be valid. And getting back to the Constitution Day readings, just as far as timing of those, they will be at starting at 10 a.m. at the Bragg Media Building, at 11 a.m., the Jones College of Business will do it at the Business and Aerospace Building. And then at noon, the Honors College will have a reading at the Honors Building. And so you can go online and click on our parking map to see where those locations are. And like I said, through that, you can also get your temporary parking pass to be able to participate and find a good place to park.
Jimmy Hart is our guest in this segment of our broadcast, and we're talking about the MTSU American Democracy Project. And, of course, tomorrow is, of course, the celebration of our Constitution, the 232nd anniversary of the signing of the U.S. Constitution is tomorrow and begins Constitution Week. Tell us about some of the other activities during Constitution Week that will continue after tomorrow. Are there some public activities that we need to be aware of?
Yes, and we'll be putting out more information about that. There's actually a speaker series that it actually launched last week, and that is about suffrage. It is about the suffrage movement in general, certainly the women's right to vote, but really all people getting involved in voting. And so there are a number of speakers who will be speaking, I think, weekly, probably through the end of October, if I'm not mistaken. One of the events that's tied into that is actually occurring this afternoon when we have former Vice President Gore will be on campus at 3 o'clock for a public forum, which is also free and open to the public. He will be having a conversation with author Anthony Badger, who's written a biography about the former vice president's father, Albert Gore Sr., the late senator and U.S. representative. And so they will also be talking about suffrage, civil rights. Senator Gore was certainly an important political figure back when the Civil Rights Act was being pushed through. And so there will be an open discussion about that. And that forum will also include Kent Seiler, a very well-known political science professor at MTSU, but also former chief of staff for former Congressman Bart Gordon. And then Mary Evans, director of the American Democracy Project, will also be on that forum. So that will start at 3 o'clock. That's also at Tucker Theater. similar setup to the suffrage event. Parking will be available at the baseball lot next to Reese Field. And again, if that lot fills up, you're certainly welcome to get a parking pass. Well, we would love to see folks out today for that. And it's certainly an honor to have the former vice president on campus.
That would be nice to have that field full.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So that's at 3 o'clock today, also at Tucker Theater.
Also at Tucker. Tucker will be busy this week.
All right. So, and hopefully everybody knows where that is. If you're new to town, this is a great opportunity to get to learn about the campus. We need to take advantage of the great events that happen all throughout the year there.
Yes.
Some wonderful plays at Tucker Theater.
Oh, yes. Tucker, it's a great facility. They've upgraded, some of the lighting inside Tucker. It's just it's a great facility for these sorts of events. The seating's comfortable. There's balcony seating. So we would love folks to come out. Again, if you're not familiar with the campus, I tell folks, just go to mtsu.edu, go into the search bar, and just type in parking. You'll get a link to a parking map. You'll see where things are sort of located, where the available parking is, and then we'd love to see you come out.
And the new changes on Murfreesboro, around the campus there, Middle Tennessee Boulevard, that's phenomenal. Just, it makes it even better.
It does. The improvements to MT Boulevard finally finished, but it looks great. The traffic flow is much better on the west side of campus into Falconberry. It'll get you to Tucker. We still have construction going on campus. There seems to always be construction going on campus. But certainly the completion of MT Boulevard has made traffic a lot smoother.
Now, Jimmy, before you leave again, tell us 3 o'clock today, 2:30 tomorrow, what's happening?
Yes, 3 o'clock today, former Vice President Al Gore and author Anthony Badger will be having a public forum talking about a biography that Mr. Badger has written about former Senator, the late Senator Albert Gore Sr. And then tomorrow at 2:30, we will have a suffrage panel talking about the anniversary of women earning the right to vote through the 19th Amendment. Stellar panel there, and we would love for the community to come out, support that. Constitution Day tomorrow as well. Public readings on campus throughout the day. You can come participate in that. It gives you a great feeling just to come up and read the words of the Constitution, remind yourself the freedoms that we have as a nation and being the freest nation on earth.
Jimmy Hart, our guest in this segment, as we salute Middle Tennessee State University. Jimmy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bart.
Truman's next right here on your good neighbor station, WGNS Murfreesboro. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.